The question at town meeting was whether it was smart to take on $400,000 in debt without an ironclad guarantee that it would mean more jobs. Ken Strong was among those who argued the town needed to take the chance.
If you people vote no today, you're going to throw away a tremendous chance to save this town.
The $400,000 allows Groveton to seek another $600,000 in federal funds. If the federal grant comes through, that $1 million would be used to install water and sewage on the redeveloped site of the old paper mill. Mike Sterling, who manages the site, told about 200 people that attracting a large company with hundreds of jobs would be hard. He said the better strategy is to get a lot of small businesses that would grow and need more workers. He said a furniture manufacturer and a fish farm have already agreed to move to Groveton. The vote was 140 in favor and 25 against. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.